You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J, and it is that time. It is time for a live performance, and in the studio, again, we have werewolves. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you sound so glad to be here.
I was just actually looking at Aaron flashing the microphone.
Okay. Like completely flashing?
Yeah, he had his boobs out and everything.
Yeah, I got a body for radio.
That's what people tell me, too.
Yes.
All right, so we're here to listen to you jam, and we're getting excited because that fest starts tonight.
Yeah, Scott, yeah, thank you so much, man. It's going to be fun. We're going to meet you out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm going to be out there, and you're going to headline tomorrow night, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, we have a lot of people coming out, so it should be fun.
All right. We're going to have to, like, maybe figure out a way for people to stand on each other's shoulders so we can squeeze everybody in.
They can just come up on stage or something, you know.
There you go. You guys don't – well, you guys do bite your werewolves, don't you? But that's all right, man.
It's a mystery, really.
Yeah, we don't touch on that.
Hey, if you're too scared, stay at home, right? All right, why don't we get started? What do you got for us?
Man, this is a tune. Actually, we're getting ready to record really soon here at our at-home studio. It's called Way Low.
Way Low.
Yeah, it's an opener. It's an opener.
Oh, yeah. All right. You're listening to Live from Studio J, Werewolves, Way Low. Yeah, that is a good way to start things. You got my attention.
Check, 1, 2.
Check, 1, 2. All right. I have a feeling it's going to be a banger tomorrow. Yeah, I definitely do.
Yeah, we had a lot of people say that that's the end-up spot is the whiskey in the jar. So that's where it's going to happen, yeah.
It would have to be, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Friday night, you know.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. Not just you guys, but Vision's going to play before you.
Yeah, Visions, man. They're great. Mm. Yeah, good man.
I had a couple people that's like, wait a minute, Visions and Werewolves, same night? Oh, my yeah. God.
Yeah, it's a great night because there's all different kinds of groups going on, you know what I'm saying? So it's
oh yeah,
it's not just one style all night long. You won't get bored at one bar. You know, stay warm. One bar.
There you go. All right, so we know you here. I know you here. But for our listeners who haven't heard you before, introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Bruce. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Paul. I play guitar and yell.
I am Doug. I play bass and sing.
I'm Aaron. I play the drums and I sing too.
All right, so you all get your hands in it. Okay. So, yeah, this is a great festival. Happens every year. It's the sixth one. And it starts tonight. Opening night is at the Planet Ant / Ghostlight. All kinds of great bands.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, you can bounce across 24 different venues, although you really have no reason to go anywhere but whiskey, but, you know, I'm just saying. But it's only $15 for the wristband. All proceeds go to fund musical equipment and art supplies for the kids in the Hamtramck schools. So it's a great thing.
Beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
And I was reminding our listeners also that you have smart bus shuttles that are specifically programmed to drop you off at all the different venues and take you to where you can start heading home, and Lyft rides. You get 30% off, up to $5 if you mention a code. Go onto the website and find out. So there's no excuse. But even if you can't get a ride, I mean, face it, in Hamtramck, all those venues, it's all within walking distance.
It really is,
yeah. You know? But definitely looking forward to it. So you got lots of great music to play for us. Why don't we get back to it?
Yeah, man. This next song is actually our first release. It's our first video that we did. It's called Bloodbath.
Could have been a week before I knew what it said. And I admit those chills down to my backbone made it clear. I see all of you. They swamp still is time and I'll be coming for your hand. Just a little kiss tonight. Just a little kiss tonight.
right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Werewolves. I really like that guitar riff, Paul. That's cool.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Gives it an extra oomph. All right. So, in case people weren't around the last time you were here, tell us about your physical releases. I know you got a few of them, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
So we made our first record in a studio in White Lake at a place called Dreadcore Productions.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's called Six Rooms. It's got six tracks on it. And what, did we release it about a year ago?
Yeah, and I don't remember when we released it.
It was like a year and 4 days ago or something.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty,
or
pretty,
something.
Pretty dang close.
He's the historian of the group.
Okay? Yes, yes.
He knows everything.
Yeah, I know the numbers.
You have to when you're a drummer, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Six Rooms is like the kind of like heavy thing that we started off with. You know, we want to come out guns a-blazing. So that's how we did it. And then we had this next EP that just came out February 2nd, which was... called Path, and it's a 3-song EP, and it's a little bit more like geared towards like our everything else that we've been writing lately. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we recorded this one ourselves in the garage.
Yeah, yeah. So it sounds lo-fi and like kind of, you know, the sound we were going for, and it's really nice. I like it. So
cool. Yeah, I've been enjoying it. Sure, and people can get that on most of the different avenues. Correct.
Absolutely.
Get it on Spotify, Apple Music. We have a YouTube channel which has all the songs on it for free.
And the videos.
And the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, of course, vinyl lovers
yep.
need to check us out because we have stuff on vinyl as well, obviously. That's why we're promoting our vinyls, man.
And we also released the two albums together as a double CD kind of deal, so... If you didn't get the first one, now you can get both of them at the same time.
Two for the price of one almost, huh?
Yeah,
you got it.
That's cool. So you can get that in all the different avenues, or you can come to the show tomorrow night. I'm sure you'll have them there, too.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely looking forward to it. All right, let's do another one.
Sweet.
Song's called See My Light.
Let's talk about a little bit. Let's talk about a little bit. You know, the while we're both doing fine. Well, you just cut these holes right through my hands and then leave me as cry. I see my life. I see my life. Everybody opens their eyes at their own time. But damn! Yeah. see the booty man. I want to see if you can bring it. I want to see a super booty man. I want to see if you can bring it back. I want to see how you can bring it back. I know it's hard for you, baby. I know it's hard for you, baby. I know it's hard. But all I know is it's gonna be hard for you, baby. Come on, teach me how to put it back. Won't you teach me how to bring it back? Won't you teach me how to put it back? What's your good God?
Werewolves live in the studio here at WHFR Dearborn. All right. Wanted to ask you, Bruce, how do you handle your throat and your voice doing that all the time?
It's a good question.
You got some exercises? You got some special things that you consume, liquids, whatever? I know a lot of singers do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, lots of water, lots of... I've been doing this singing, screaming kind of thing since I started playing guitar. the point is, just to keep into it, and trying to battle through the loss of voice. No, I barely ever lose my voice. I don't know. I think it's just a part of my singing. So.
Okay, well, I'm just a little bit concerned, though. I'm just thinking about, like, you obviously want to do this for... some time to come, right?
Well, yeah, like I said, so I started singing when I was 12.
Right.
I'm 37, so I've been singing and screaming since then. So.
25 years.
He's kidding, he's 18.
Yeah, I'd say maybe 19, but that's it,
look like it, but no, yeah. So it's been a long time, and it's just trying to, keep warming up and, staying healthy, so...
Okay, well, I hope so, because, eventually it starts taking its wear and tear on you. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but one day,
Yeah.
I bet you still get carded, too, don't you?
I do. It's horrible.
I hate you.
It's horrible, too.
They didn't cart me when I was 12.
I still can't grow a beard. One day I'll hit puberty. Yep.
That's okay. It probably helps out with the girls, though, unless you're totally spoken for. Or...
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you weren't, though, it would probably be handy.
This advertisement, right? So, if I'm ever single, I'm coming back on the show.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right. So, what are you guys looking forward to seeing tonight? Have you thought about it, or are you just going to go and hang out?
We honestly,
After Dark Amusement Park.
Yes.
With Mr. Meyer.
Yeah.
Well, our buddy Greg plays guitar, and he played on our CD release party. And also our good friend Zach plays in that band.
Exactly right, so. Yes.
Oh, yeah, Zach, he plays with everybody, though.
Everybody.
He really does.
He comes to this station all the time, not even on purpose, necessarily. Oh, he's the drummer, too, huh? Okay.
Exactly right, man. Seriously. He's everything.
Him and Jim Faulkner, it's like, okay, you again.
Yeah, staying busy, man. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Some people just can't, stay low and wait till the next gig. It's like, okay, I just got to play with other people.
It's great.
All right. Well, you guys seem to stay pretty busy, though.
We do, man. We've been playing a lot of gigs lately. And matter of fact, we're playing tomorrow, obviously, at the Whiskey in the Jar. And then...
Yeah, we got some other stuff coming up pretty soon.
Sure.
We're playing Outer Limits on the April 6th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that should be a fun one. Band from L.A.
called
Nadu. Oh, yeah. And then Those Hounds, which we played with before. They're good.
They're
good,
awesome
dudes.
Heavy.
Yep. And then we're also playing for the first time at Max in Lansing, Bar. And that should be a heavier show there. It'll be with a band called Wormfoot and Dead Daughters.
Okay, it has to be heavy with names like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they, so. they They're intense for sure.
Yeah, we're gonna have a blast. It's gonna be fun.
Okay, I've heard of the place. I just never made it out there. A little bit of a haul, but it's probably closer to you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like we're right in the middle of everything, you know. So Flint is right in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah, in the middle of what we don't want to talk about.
Yeah, well, a lot of things, you know. Everybody talks about it, and that's a good thing. You should be talking about it. So.
Well, I have to thank people, you know, when it comes to Flint, because it deflects some of the attention from Detroit, you know.
Sure, I think that's a good thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not so bad. You're in Detroit. You could be in Flint.
Well, Jesus.
I'm just messing with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I actually love Flint, man. Flint is a beautiful place, believe it or not. A lot of people, you know, they can talk bad about, you know, like when you go to Europe, they're like, you can't say you're from Flint because they don't know Flint.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, hey, man, we're from Detroit. And they're like, oh, you get shot at all the time. Like, you know. You know, so no matter what, like, it's, you know, you got to be proud of where you're from. And there's a lot of beautiful things going on other than what everybody talks about, you know.
Cities like that create some of the greatest music you'll ever find.
Music, art, man, there's some great artists. We have the Flint Art Walk going on, like, every other Friday or every second. Is it every Friday or something like that? Every second Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful, man. It's like all the bars and all the great places downtown, like, share different art and everything like that. And it's music everywhere. It's beautiful, man. It's a beautiful place. I suggest everybody goes and check it out and support local art, period, you know.
Yeah, just bring a gun and security and all
we
that.
Will. We will put on a big show up there eventually.
It's not as bad as you think, man.
I know.
A lot of artists, because, you know, they didn't have jobs, so you got nothing to do but do art and music. So it's actually a lot of good stuff out there.
That's it.
That's the same as Detroit. Yeah, that's why we have so many great musicians here, too.
Yeah, man.
It's either get into trouble or play music. Okay, well.
Keep out of the trouble.
All right. What do you have now?
We're going to play a song called 40th Street, 6th Avenue. It's about a place in New York City people should visit. Yes, there are this, you know, calling fire. Old bones, those plans aren't secret, nothing to leave with, holds their own, holds their own. They send me each gift, a woven womb, practical cement. My tomb, there I loom. From outer space they will send, detailed tents they will resend. Thank you.
Live in Studio J with the band Werewolves, playing the Whiskey in the Jar tomorrow night as part of the Hamtramck Music Festival. Yeah, like you said, it's going to be a nice variety tomorrow night. We start out with blues preacher Creighton, old school blues. We're talking like Delta, going way, way back. And then we have the High Views and get some rockabilly to get you jumping. Then we have the Hackwells. That's kind of a mixture, blues, rockabilly, old school country. I'm talking like the old stuff. We're talking Johnny Cash, Outlaws, you know, that kind of thing, Waylon Jennings. And then Visions will bring some psychedelic kind of rock. And then, of course, these guys that will rock your face off. That's your intention, isn't it?
That's our intention.
Yeah, man, have some fun.
Like I said, I remember when I saw you guys at the Dally in the Alley, you know, that was one of the few bands that made me go, wow, who are these guys? Where did they come from?
Yeah, man. You know, that was a fun festival, too. That was really fun.
It always is. It always is. It is getting just a little too big, though. I mean, well, actually, it has been for a while now, but, yeah. You know, I'm one of them old fogies. I remember when it was literally just the alley, so.
Yeah. I mean, the Hamtramck Festival, you know, that's... This HMF, that's going to be huge this weekend as well, you know. Lots of bands. It's the biggest one ever, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as I think the quality of the bands, that, you know, that kind of thing, it's always been that many venues. But I think the word has really gotten around to the point where we really get a good pool, you know. Not to, you know, downplay, you know, the bands that have played in the years before, but it just seems like the talent is getting better and better, and the variety is too. We really worked hard on that this year. We didn't want to have just all the same style of bands, you know.
Yes. So yeah, that's good, man.
But all right, why don't we do another one?
Sure, man, sure.
Walk,
All right. Werewolves live in Studio J here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Okay. Yeah, I guess I should correct myself. You mentioned the last break how it's largest, or larger, I should say. I guess in some ways it has expanded a bit. I thought about the fact that we're doing a lot more daytime activities, and those are for, like, the families. They're all ages. Sometimes you have people, unfortunately, well, I put it that way because I know, because I have experience. When you start having kids, it's not as easy to go out and have fun, but if you can do it earlier, you can take them with you and enjoy.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is we're expanding the amount of time and the amount of bands. Like, the Whiskey actually didn't have an 8:30 slot the past few years, so now we've added two more bands on, and it starts an hour earlier than it used to. But the biggest thing is it's not corporate sponsored. That's the best part. You know, there are community organizations within Hamtramck that are helping out, but you don't have the big beer companies and that kind of thing telling you how to run your festival. That was the main thing that really destroyed Metro Times Blowout after a while.
Yeah, the Blowout was, I played it many times, and every time, you're right, it was not local. It didn't feel local, mm-hmm. like this does, you know.
Yeah.
It was good for a while. It seemed like it spread out too far, Metro.
Oh, yeah, well, then let's have one in Ferndale, and let's have one in Midtown.
Yeah.
Now, okay, how am I supposed to go from Hamtramck to Ferndale to Midtown all in the same night? Not going to happen.
Nope.
Unless you can bring a video cam in the cab and just, you know, drink in there, I guess. I don't know.
He lets you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on the cab driver. I'm sure Detroit, they're probably used to that kind of thing.
They
got a blanket in case something happens. Maybe a bucket.
Yes, I was going to say the bucket.
All right. But, yeah, I'm getting excited. It's starting in just a couple of hours here, opening night. And then the next two nights. So it's the only place to be in Hamtramck this weekend. Okay, what was the name of that track, by the way, you just played?
It's a new one, so I think it's called Hands.
That's what we call it.
We call it Hands, like, let's play Hands, yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Or you can say Untitled, that works too.
Yeah. Yeah. Codename Hands.
Yeah.
There you go, Codename Hands, I'll put that down.
Sure. Yes.
All right, let's do another one.
Cool, man. Thanks. Uh-huh. Awesome. We'll be right back.
Live from Studio J with the Werewolves. Okay. What was that track called?
That one's called Little Man.
Little Man, huh? Okay. Is that about anybody in particular?
It is.
Can we elaborate, or is that something we can't talk about on the radio?
You probably shouldn't talk about it on the radio, but it is about, you know, it's about the Napoleon complex, really, you know. Maybe whether it's ego or height or whatever.
Or both.
Yeah, anything you want. You know, it's all, you know, people have that issue. Just chill, man. Just chill.
It happens. Sometimes people have to compensate. That's why you see those people with those big, giant trucks, you know, the ones with the lifts and the...
Wait, my truck? What are you...
I'm sorry, Bruce.
Big truck. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have a truck. I drive a Kia.
Song's about me, I think, actually.
Oh.
No, it's not.
So you go out with those girls that drink Bud Light, huh?
Yep. Actually, Miller Light.
Miller Light
is better.
Oh. Hey, whatever gets them ready, right?
We're just going with our sponsor.
Oh.
Just kidding.
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna have to remove you from the fest. I'm sorry.
Joke. I'm gluten free. I can't drink it.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you do have those things going on, don't you?
Anyways, yeah, man. We're so excited for tonight, man, and tomorrow. It's gonna be sweet.
Yep. And even Saturday, you guys going to hang out with us Saturday too? Well, maybe not with me, but just wherever?
Yeah, we're going to be out and about during the day, but we have another show at nighttime.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, that's cool. At least you get part of it anyway.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And you don't have to go anywhere tomorrow. Exactly. Okay. All right. Let's keep it going.
Cool. We're going.
Live from Studio J with Werewolves. All right. Okay. Well, you can see the clock right there. We got time for two more?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Why don't we squeeze them in then?
This is a new one. I never played it.
World premiere exclusive, right? Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Live from Studio J, Werewolves. All right. So that's a brand new one, huh?
Yes, yeah. That's recently being recorded as well.
Hey, I appreciate that. So this is like a world premiere then, huh?
It is. It is. First time ever played together.
Do you have a title for it yet? Or
It's called Not With You Tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, we got time for one more. Thanks again, gentlemen, for coming down and playing for us.
Hey,
Absolutely.
Man, thank you.
Really
thank
appreciate
you, Scott.
It.
Thank you so much, man. We'll see you tonight, right?
Tonight, tomorrow
and
night.
And tomorrow night and the next day.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Werewolves. Thanks, guys.
Once again. You are listening to WHFR, broadcasting live from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. This is live from Studio J. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's 5 o'clock, time for some live music. And in the studio for his return is blues preacher Creighton. How you doing, Creighton?
I'm good, Scott. I'm glad to be back here again. I love this radio station, man.
Yeah, we are definitely glad to have you back. I take it everything's going well?
Well, I've had a lot of ups and downs in life, and I almost considered giving up music. I'll talk about that story later. But
okay.
I've got some shout-outs I want to do. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Detroit Blues Society. They've been real supportive in giving me shows. And I'd like to give a really big thanks to my buddy, my new friend, Maruga Booker. I'm sure you may know who he is.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking about that again for a little bit, too, later on.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank PJ from PJ's Lager House. He's the one who really got me started with the opening acts, and he's helping me get on to more shows. And I'd like to thank especially Mr. John Anton, who runs the Token Lounge. I'm going to be playing a few shows there with Maruga Booker. And then I'd like to thank my mom and my dad and a lot of my other family out there. I know some of them are listening. And my Facebook fans, they're out there listening too. So I want to thank them for tuning in.
All right, why don't we get started? We're going to hear Lonesome Valley.
All right, Lonesome Valley real quick. It's a Mississippi John Hurt tune.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting into Mississippi John Hurt lately. Recently I had a whole thing happen, and so I've been discovering some new music and have been really getting into Mississippi John Hurt. So I'm going to do this gospel tune he did, You Gotta Walk the Lonesome Valley. Well, you got to walk that lonesome valley. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself. Nobody else can go there for you. Well, you got to walk it down by yourself. My mama walked that lonesome valley. Well, she had to walk it down by herself. Nobody else.